Ninja Warrior camps. They're all taking place at our Deer Path branch this summer as well, so we're excited to launch those in addition to our traditional sports programs.
Those programs sound like, well, camp is great. I mean, I grew up going to camp. I had my kids go to camp. It was great. I learned how to swim. I learned how to play baseball, softball, whatever, tennis. I don't think I ever got a chance to do that. And, of course, the equestrian that I am, it always had to be a camp with horses. But what you've just described, I think it may be all about self-esteem. When we think about Harry Potter and when we think about superheroes, how to enable a young kid to think of themselves as someone who's a hero.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they do tie it into the cartoon superheroes, mm-hmm. but at the same time, they talk about local heroes, which is a huge part of what we do at the Y. We are a community service organization, and we partner many, many times with all the great other community services in the county, including our first responders, and clearly they are superheroes.
Absolutely.
There is no doubt about it.
Right.
So we have a great experience with them as well. Both of our camps, we usually have a special day where Clinton Township has come out to share their equipment with us and talk to the kids about being first responders. And also at our sports camp program in Flemington, the Reddington Township departments have come out to share their equipment and their experiences with the kids. So
really great.
It's a fun part of what we do.
So how old do you have to be to start camp life? And when did you get kicked out to become a CIT? Or are they still called counselors in training?
Yes, okay. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you can start camp at any of our camps at age 4 years old, and it goes all the way up to age 14. 14 is the of the max age of our CIT program because at 15, they are seeking positions as staff members.
At 15?
At 15. And, in fact, we are doing our first round of interviews for the summer on Monday. So we have a great group of candidates coming in for a wonderful interview process starting
on
Monday.
And so I used to be on the marketing committee of the YMCA of Hunterdon County. So I got to meet a few people who work there. And you have people who have gone through the camping program, gone through the CIT, gotten a position camping, and then became a full-time bona fide staff member of the YMCA.
And I'll actually tell you, and it's a little-known secret I don't tell everybody, so I'm going to tell you.
I think we have a little construction going on here.
Someone wants to come in. I actually was a camper myself there at Camp Carr about 100 years ago.
I didn't know that, Kristen.
And my stepchildren have gone through the program, both of Sean and Ben Heimel. And then I am looking to introduce my grandson this coming summer.
That is awesome.
If he finishes his potty training.
Uh-oh.
So it's a family
remember
affair.
Remember those days. You know, but sometimes that potty training comes quicker when you put them in a situation like that.
Absolutely.
Peer pressure,
absolutely.
For sure.
But you know what? It's that kind of an environment we feel. Of course, I know all about the programs and the training that the staff goes through and my comfort level with bringing my family there. I know what we do to make sure that we have the absolute best staff.
I
and
apologize again.
Our door.
Really. They're trying to come in and sign up for camp, I
oh,
think.
Oh, that's great. But I'm excited to have him start. And, you know, when you trust people with your own children, I think that says something about the program. And I absolutely do. And I think he will have a great time, like so many of our kids that come to us over the years, walk away with one of the most rewarding experiences they've ever had. And to your point, they keep coming back, and they want to be staff members. They want to be CITs. They want to be staff members. And then they come full circle, and they bring their own children. And
generation to generation.
Yep, exactly.
That, I think, truly says a lot about the programming there. There are certainly enough different organizations providing competition for you, But when you see, and I think the YMCA has always been that family-oriented organization. So when you do see generation after generation, people seek out the YMCA because they know from personal experience that if not them, somebody in the family has undergone a wonderful camp experience, or who has accessed, you know, different programming, et cetera. From, you know, and again, and we could certainly talk about the incredible programs that the Y puts on outside of camping. And again, from the daycare center all the way on up to senior programming.
Yep, absolutely. And I will say, just this year, the 2018-2019 year, our school-age child care program, which is based out of generally almost all the schools in Hunterdon County, after-school programs, they've undergone an enhancement this year, where the National YMCA has given us some fantastic tools and curriculum to deliver to the kids, which offers it really from a physical element for health and wellness all the way to career development, skills in the 21st century, working with innovation and entrepreneurialism. And we've had some great
So it's not just babysitting after school. That when the kids sign up for this, they are learning skills, soft skills, as well as hard skills, and getting educated.
Absolutely. It's very intentional and strategic the way they're engaging the kids. I mean, of course, they have an opportunity to, you know, decompress at the end of the day. School
very
is
very important.
Exactly. They can be social. They can have some snack. They get some help finishing up their homework. And then they have the opportunity to participate in these 9 components, which, again, as I mentioned, are everything from the health and well-being of a child and engaging in those activities to 21st century living, our skills to career development and
that
moving
is
on
incredible.
To college. Exactly.
And the age group of that?
That's from kindergarten. Actually, I should say, back it up, it's from preschool all the way up to middle school we offer the program. So, and, of course, everything is tailored to be age-appropriate based on the group of kids that they're working with.
And the schools that's at in Hunterdon County?
That is, we are in, off the top of my head, I want to say we're in 17 schools throughout Hunterdon County. So the Flemington, Reddington, Holland, Kingwood, Delaware Township, kind of all over out there.
That is amazing. So, wow. So let me just ask you, because we've been talking about a lot of programming, a lot of staffing, huh, Kristen, goes into this? How many people are employed by the YMCA?
Oh, my goodness. At any given time, I think we're at about 300. Mm-hmm. And, like, right now, there's a lot of staff that are employed through our after-school programs, so mm-hmm. part-time staff. And in the summertime, we have that fantastic group of counselors that come on board, which are anywhere from high school kids, college students, parents, professionals in the workforce that are coming out to do the camp experience for the summer. So
if you wanted to get into the CIT program so that you went on to being a counselor, do you have to start with the YMCA program, camp programs?
You don't have to be. You don't have to be a counselor in training or to even be an employee. You do not of the camp. You don't need to go through the CIT program. It clearly is recommended because then it gives them the opportunity to really understand what the camp programs are like, but we've hired some fantastic staff over the years that came to us straight out of college, and they never really were even engaged in any of our programs, and we've had some fantastic experiences with them, and they've been wonderful resources for our kids.
So what are the qualifications? If I was a parent saying, you know, my kid's coming home from freshman year and looking for a summer job, what would be some of the qualifications to be a counselor?
Well, for the first, and actually a freshman in high school and freshman in college, if you're 15 years old,
mm-hmm.
you qualify to be able to apply for a position. You have to be at least 15 to work for us at camp. And
that position would be?
An assistant entry-level counselor, so it's your first year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and mostly that's your first job. And when we look at applications, we're looking to see what kind of engagement you've had with kids. And it may be you're a sibling of three or four other siblings.
That'll do it.
Yeah, exactly. Where you have your own camp group on a regular basis. Exactly. 24/7.
We called it circle time in my house.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So that's experience. But it also may bubble up even further to be they help out at a church group on the weekends. Or perhaps they've served as a CIT at another camp program. We have some great rec programs in Hunterdon County, and we've had kids that have come from us from those circles as well. We're looking for kids that are also leaders in their groups. They are involved in athletics, and they're in leadership roles, or they're involved in civic responsibilities or volunteerism. But they're actively engaging people in the community. And
so what kind of personality? Helicopter parents, we make sure that they have all that stuff, you know, on their resume when they're 2 years old. Volunteering, doing this, getting on a roll, you know. But truly, what is the personality of someone who's going to not only thrive in the position, but help others thrive who they are helping?
That's a great question. And part of that is we recognize every child is different. You've got that child that's gung-ho. They're the ones that are running around the bases, and they're cheering, and they're clapping, and they're very gregarious. They're just a very big personality. But then you also have children that are reserved and more quiet and want to do activities that are more intricate with their hands or stimulating in a different way. So we tried to hire based on that. We tried to do our best hiring a lot of different personalities so that we're able to serve all the different personalities that
because
come to
us. Kids, some kids gravitate to the gregarious person. Other kids are like,
exactly.
Please mortify. And somebody wants somebody who's quiet and listening and, yeah. Not so rah-rah.
Exactly.
So we want to make everybody comfortable in that situation.
Absolutely. And it takes, they're all out there. All those kids and all that staff is out there. And I say kids, I think camp kids and our counselor staff, they're kids too. So they're all out there. And we meet the needs of all the different personalities that come to us in the summertime.
And training-wise, what do the counselors undergo? Because you put kids together, and even though it's the summer and it's fun and it's not school anymore and the pressure's off, there's still bullying, there's still competition, I'll put it that way, instead of fighting. But what kind of training does a counselor undergo to be able to really meet those challenges?
And that's a great question, because that is a huge part of what we do. The first thing that they do, and even today, the staff that are coming for interviews on Monday, they've already signed on to understand that they're going to go through a significant amount of training before they even have contact with any children, which involves, number one, first two Saturdays, weekends before camp starts, where they're going over the bullying prevention, where they're working on team building, where they're working within groups to get to know each other so that they can be successful with the kids.
But and with each other.
With each other, to be able to work as a team and decide who's going to be doing what each day. And there are the intricacies of it, who's picking up children, who's checking out children. So all of those things are covered. But even more importantly, we cover with our staff, and especially in this day and age, and we've seen it this week, sadly, we talk about the prevention of child abuse. We talk about the prevention of sexual abuse in children, things to look for. Signs to pay attention to. I mean, obviously, the state of New Jersey is a mandatory report state, and we take that very seriously. We look at we look at our children when they come off the bus. We look at each other. We pay attention to how we're operating within the camp. We have guidelines. No children are ever one-on-one with a staff member. Everything that we do is based on, number one, first and foremost, the safety of the children and the protection of the children. And then secondly, it's about engaging them and making sure they have the best positive experience they could have.
Well, the YMCO always awes me. So, and Kristen, you always have a wealth of information. We're going to take a break, come back with Kristen, who is Senior Program Director of the YMCA in Hunterdon County. And if you are engaged by this conversation and want more information, please give a call to 908-483-4932. That's 908-483-4932. And you can look over all these programs at www.hcymca.org. And we'll be right back after these few messages.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helplines radio show, Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I am Susan Lax, the host of the show and the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help. For any need, anytime, 24/7, 365 days, basic human needs, shelter in both Hunterdon County and Somerset County, mental health, senior services, family youth services, employment, emergencies, suicide prevention, education, compassionate listening. We have our own programs and services for seniors, such as the Telephone Reassurance Program and Friendly Visitor, literacy services for adults to learn English one-on-one, a customized curriculum, and that is for folks whose native language is English, or their first language is other than English. Give us a call at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. For more information or visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. That's www.helplinehc.org. And our guest today is Kristen Heimel. She is Senior Program Director with the Hunterdon County YMCA, and we've been going over, just a cadre of summer activities for the kids that, and like I said, Kristen, I went to camp, but the menu you have of opportunities, I would have to say to my parents, well, Can I go, you know, 2 weeks to this one and 1 week to this one and 4 weeks to that one? Because I wouldn't want to miss out.
No, there, it is I have to say, even I talked to some parents, it's a daunting menu of different options that kids can choose from. And if you do open up our catalog and you have questions about all the different camps, please, please, please don't hesitate to give me a call or shoot me an email, and I will walk you through it. Obviously, we're trying to serve our kids and our community and do lots of fun activities that our kids are going to like in the community. So there is a lot in that catalog.
There is. And to, again, the phone number for the YMCA is 908-483-4932. That's 908-483-4932. But how do they get a catalog?
That is right on our website. So if you go to www.hcymca.org and scroll down just a tiny bit, you're going to see two catalog options there. One is going to be our day camp brochure, and then the other is going to be the current YMCA session brochure. Right now, we're in our winter session, which is all of our youth and adult programming. I will say we have a great session coming up. If you are looking to get your kids ready to swim this summer, we have an accelerated program that is going to be starting on February 25th and run for 4 weeks. Twice a week, your kids can jump in the pool and get an accelerated swimming lesson.
That is great.
It is. You know,
especially before vacations happen, too, when you go and take your kid on a vacation and they don't know how to swim yet.
Exactly. Get them in the water. And not for nothing, it also gets them out of the house in a heated pool, in a warm environment. It breaks up the winter a little bit as well. And then after that, if you think your kids need more swimming, and they usually do. It's a progression. Swimming is a progression.
I actually learned how to swim at the YMCA where I grew up.
And where did you grow up?
In New York City.
Ah.
And I want to say an old-fashioned YMCA that started out traditionally as a men's hostel, if you will, and then gradually had all these different programs. I will never forget the smell of that pool and the tiling. It was like going into a cavern, but I adored it. I absolutely adored it. My grandmother brought me there after school, and I learned how to swim. My mom did not know how to swim. She was afraid of the water. She tried to, you know, bring us in a little bit and hold us, but she was petrified, bless her. But so she wanted her kids to know how to swim and not have that fear. So thank you, YMCA.
That's a fantastic gift, because it really is hard for a parent that has a fear themselves to say, hey, I need my child to know how to swim. No matter what my fear is, I need to give that gift to my child. And it really is. It's a life skill. It's a life-saving skill. And it's very important, and we take that very seriously. And you know, we are blessed to have the structure and the curriculum that's developed by our national YMCA, which is tested and proven, and it works, and it teaches kids how to swim in a progressive manner, in a safe environment, in a fun environment as well.
It has to be fun, especially when you're thinking about that fear. And many people have it, and kids too. You know, you think it's a natural thing, but it's not. You know, it's a new experience. It comes, you know, with its own baggage, and so it definitely has to be fun. They can't feel as though they're just being pushed into something that they may not even have an interest, but their parents do feel that it's a necessary skill.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, we have this accelerated session that's starting here on February 25th, and there's days and options, a Tuesday, Thursday option, Wednesday, Friday option.
You guys just don't make it easy, right? I mean, my goodness, it's like, how can you say no if your kid comes home and you're trying to say, you know, I'm busy on Tuesday. Forget
Thursday.
That. You can come on Wednesday.
Absolutely.
That is awesome.
So jump in and you can register
literally.
Online. Literally. Exactly, quite literally. Jump right in. And to your point, we also offer adult lessons. You know, there are lots of adults out there that have that fear factor of water, and we can offer adult private swim lessons. We have some fantastic instructors that really specialize in that and can really work with an adult to get them to the point where they feel comfortable in the water. So,
and it's so important in terms of exercise. My two sports growing up were swimming, and thank you, Grandma, for taking me to the YMCA, and horses. So it was, in fact, I started to learn how to water ski, and I decided, you know what, if I'm going to break my leg, it's going to be on a horse. And unfortunately, I have had my share of horse accidents. But those were my two really main sports. I just absolutely, of course, love the horses and riding and competition. I loved swimming, whether I was competing, not competing. And I have to say that when you're in a sport and you're exercising, sometimes you have to look for a complementary exercise program because you reach a plateau in the sport that you're, you know, entrenched in. Yes. And I've always found that both swimming and riding tap muscles and core and all of those things that are so important. So for an older adult, I know that at Helpline with our seniors, many of them are engaged in the senior swim programs.
Absolutely.
And it's very important exercise, even if you're just doing what is it called? The aquarobics.
Yep.
And so for an adult who doesn't know how to swim, it opens up a vista of opportunities.
Well, it's funny that you say that. We do actually with the adult aquatics programs, you can put on it's not a life jacket, but we do have adult life jackets.
A floaty
almost, which is an adult band that goes around your waist that when you're doing water exercise in the deep end of the pool, it does keep you afloat. So you're using – so if you're having issues with joints and discomfort, this is obviously a zero impact because you're floating in the deep end of the water. The waistband, the big floaty around your waist, keeps you above the water and upright, and you're able to do all these movements and exercises. Swimming is a birth to senior activity. Your entire life can be spent in the pool, and it's a fabulous exercise.
And it's fun. It's fun. And to your point, it's a way to meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
I do like, however, that you offer private lessons.
Yes.
Because, you know, we adults, we get into that zone where embarrassments and, you know, being afraid to show our not failures necessarily, but our lack of skill. Whereas kids just, you know,
no fear.
Go run, no fear, no fear. It doesn't matter. It's not till middle school where that feeling, you know, gets you. But I like the fact that you also offer the private lessons because people definitely, they need that sometimes. And then they have the opportunity to join the other groups.
Absolutely. And sometimes kids need a private lesson, and we have a very strong private lesson program for the youth because they just need a little extra one-on-one attention. And it may be one session of a private lesson just to get themselves into a comfortable zone, and then they can transition into the group, the semi-private or a group lesson. So our ratios are really great in the lessons as well, obviously, because you need to have specific attention with those kids, and you can't have a lot of kids in them. So they're very tight ratios so that the kids get all the attention that they need to thrive in the program.
Well, I'm not going to give the number this time because I'm going to tell you all you got to come back to the next segment. We're going to take a short break in order to get the information about how you sign up and access the program book, because she hasn't even touch the surface. I'm looking at it, and it's just absolutely amazing what goes on with the YMCA here in our Hunterdon County. It's truly an asset. We'll be right back with Kristen after these few words.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with a slight chance of showers afternoon. Cloudy early, then becoming mostly sunny with a high near 54. South winds between 7 and 10 miles per hour and a chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 28. Northwesterly winds between 6 and 8 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 38, and northwesterly winds between 6 and 8 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 22. North winds between 5 and 7 miles per hour. And Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 39, and north winds becoming 6 miles per hour and southeasterly in the afternoon. Sunday night, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 27, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. But if you're off for Washington's birthday on Monday, you'll have mostly cloudy skies and a high near 41, and end the day in the evening with partly cloudy skies and a low around 22. And we are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. And I am the host of the show and also executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, which is the real host of Hands Across Hunterdon. And Hands Across Hunterdon is a show really about people making a difference in Hunterdon County. Whether you're a nonprofit or a for-profit business, an individual, we try to have people and organizations come on and talk about what are they doing to make a difference here in the county? And today we have Kristen Heimel. She's Senior Program Director of Hunterdon County YMCA. She's just been through the last two segments talking about summer programs and other programs for both adults and children. But I want to talk about the fact that the YMCA is a nonprofit and you don't have to be wealthy in order to access these programs.
Absolutely.
So you are one of the hands across Hunterdon that's giving back, paying it forward, making sure that everyone has access to these wonderful, wonderful opportunities, whether they're the after-school programs for education. It's not all about exercise. Your YMCA is about living, is about how we live our lives. And it includes health. It includes, as you said, career development. You guys are offering so many different programs to really create a lifestyle in an individual. And so, again, talk a little bit about the fact that if someone's listening and their income level is not up to some of the other more expensive opportunities, how they can access the YMCA, and really not just for themselves but for their kids,
absolutely
partake in these programs.
Absolutely. So we are, I have to say, we are extremely blessed by the generosity of our friends in the community, through partnerships with organizations, to individual contributions to the YMCA. Through those contributions and those partnerships, we are able to fund a financial assistance program. So, as you said, Susan, our programs are accessible to anybody. No one is turned away for inability to pay. So whether you are a senior on a fixed income and you'd like to jump in the pool and exercise, or you want to have a membership and get on the treadmill or bike, or even get into some of our other advanced programs because you're climbing up the fitness ladder, we have financial assistance. It's a simple application process. You can access that right off of our website, or if you need to just give us a buzz, we can get one in your hand, hard copy as well. But we want you there. And if you're having tough times, we're here to help you. So you fill out the application. We have a great committee that takes a look at that, takes all things into consideration, and based on our percentage, you would be able to be granted that, and they'd allow you to come into the programs and join with that benefit. And it goes across the board. It goes into our camp programs, our youth programs, the memberships, swimming lessons, which we talked about.
The child care,
exactly. School-age child care, the Child Care Learning Center up in Round Valley. So all of these programs,
which is
are
beautiful,
supported. Yes, thank you.
I've taken tours many times there, and it's just an amazing program.
And I have to say, I'm going to give another tweet to the Child Care Center in regards to my grandson. My daughter-in-law gave birth to two beautiful twin girls last year, but prior to her having them, she had to be hospitalized, and I needed care for my grandson very quickly as my stepson was working and my husband and I are working, and it was such a fantastic experience. They have a great program there, so you can see your kids throughout the day where they take pictures and they send them to you. They tell you what they're doing when they're napping, you know, potty changes. It's just the connections that they give you to your child throughout the day is phenomenal and really makes you feel comfortable about the people that you're leaving your children with. And I couldn't be more grateful for the experience they provided my grandson with, especially when, you know, your family's going through a tough time and you need extra hands to help. And it was a great experience personally, I can say.
Well, you know, the YMCA, I always talk about Helpline's tagline, which is your first call for help. But the YMCA of Hunterdon County's tagline is for youth development, for healthy living, and for social responsibility. And
absolutely,
you guys certainly live up to the latter.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And we'd like to welcome everybody. We have some fantastic family programs. We have a program that we called Family First Friday. So the first Friday of every month, our doors are open for family activities. And actually coming up on March 1st is our Air and Space Night theme. And it's from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And anybody is welcome to come. And it's just a great night in our gym and our multi-purpose room, fantastic activities, everything from get your energy out, run around activities to hands-on intricate activities. And our association program director, John Rice, has the most creative mind and delivers a fantastic evening for families. And again, I've taken part in them myself and enjoyed them with my family, and I can speak personally to say it's a great time. And I encourage parents, when you come with your kids, because it is a family night, you get on that bounce, that bouncing,
really.
You get on that balance beam and play some Nerf tag, and it gives a great opportunity to tag your kid right back with that Nerfer. So
there
it's
you
fun.
Go. You know, we complain. We complain a lot, and not just in Hunterdon County, but other counties as well. Oh, we don't have activities. And, you know, Hunterdon County is rural, and so, you know, the streets do close early. And, you know, and we don't mind complaining. You know, we need a movie theater again. We need this. We need that. Where are our kids going? What kind of activities do they have after school or in the evening or on the weekends to keep them out of trouble? Well, you just gave one. And more importantly, it is a family-oriented because, you know, again, we talk, or I talked about the helicopter parenting, which, by the way, I'm just going to say, Kristen, I read an article in the New York Times, and it says it works. So, of course, I sent it to all my kids. But that said, we give activities to our children. We give them soccer. We give them ballet. We give them music lessons. We drop them off. We are not part of that. And I think we're missing out. We're missing out not being side by side. And this kind of program enables you to, yes, stop complaining. There is an activity on the first Friday.
Yep, first Friday of every month.
At the YMCA, and more importantly, you can participate.
Yep, absolutely. You get involved, you have a great time. It's you don't need to be a member. It's open to anybody and everybody. The only thing that we ask is that you go online and say, hey, I'm coming. Just register for it and let us know that you guys are going to be there. So we make sure that we have all the snacks we need, all the different activities are set up for the numbers of people that we have. So that's it. We don't need much more than that. We just want you to come and have a great time with us. And they are. They're very highly active events. And you get to meet some great people there.
Well, there's an added plus,
yeah,
too.
If you're new to
adults want to make friends also.
Yes, absolutely.
So you're probably making friends with people who have kids the same age as you and so forth.
Absolutely. And you'd mentioned, you know, we're rural. You know, our houses are not necessarily right next to each other. We're
on a farm.
Far apart. So, you know, sometimes it's hard to have relationships with our neighbors. Our communities become the activities that we are involved in. And the YMCA, that's what we are. We're a community. We're a family. And I hear that time and time again from all the different groups and circles that are at the YMCA, from our swim team program. Someone said to me the other day, was a great quote. She said, we don't go to church, but we consider the YMCA our church. We come here. This is where we come to be together as a family and do things, and they do.
It's great because, you know, one thing we always say, you know, the dinner table, bring everybody to the dinner table. And I firmly believe that, and that's how I raised my children. But there's something to be said with working on a project with your child, being engaged in a sport with your child, not just standing on the sidelines. So, yes, the dinner table's important, but I like that quote because it really, it's about worshiping the family together.
Absolutely.
And family should be worshiped.
And
pat yourself on the back, families.
That's right.
It takes a lot to have a good, strong family. And this is one of the ways to do it.
Yep. So don't be shy. Come on out and visit us and do the family night. This, again, it's March 1st is Air and Space Night. And there's also another event coming up. It's the Family Paint Night. And that is going to be on Friday, March 15th. Where families are invited to come and bring out their creative souls and do some painting, do some crafting, but it is a family paint night. Same time frame, 6:30 to 8, and there'll be snacks and activities, but it'll be circled around doing painting and crafts.
That is great. Something for everyone all the time at the YMCA of Hunterdon County, 908-483-4932. That's 908-483-4932, or you can find their program guide at www.hcymca.org. And we'll be right back to talk to Kristen some more about just the never-ending opportunities at the YMCA.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helplines radio show here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. Your voice of business. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show and executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help. 24/7, 365 days of the year, and celebrating our 50th anniversary this year, helping people for whatever need, whatever challenge. At any time, all our programs and services are free. 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. If you're in need, give us a call, and we will provide you with a holistic solution to your problem and hopefully put you on a path to success. 908-782-4357. And we have Kristen Heimel for this past show, this past segment. We've talked about so many different things about the YMCA. Kristen is Senior Program Director, and she just keeps going on and on and amazing me. You know, she just, it's amazing. Just between the covers of that program guide, between the different events that she has, and I want to point out as well that she has this family night, first night of every first Friday night of every month, and you don't have to be a member. So if you're sitting out there thinking, you know what, I don't want to join, that's a lot of money. They do have financial aid, but it's a lot to fit that into my budget. Go try it out. Absolutely. I mean, my goodness, there's so many opportunities just to try it out. You don't have to be a member, and you can really see what it's all about when you go to Deer Path Park. It's just absolutely amazing facility when you walk through the doors. Really incredible. And we were talking about parenting and so forth, and dragging, I mean taking our kids to all the different activities, the dancing, the, you know, the sports, etc. But I really liked that member who said that it was their family's church, mm-hmm. that they were a family underneath the roof. And when you look at this program guide and you think about all the things that you try to avail your children of, we, you know, they always say that each generation wants it better for the next. You guys have everything. You have dance classes. You have martial art classes. So you have all the traditional things that we're you know, more than happy to provide for our children. But it really is amazing that swimming, martial arts, dancing, family activities, senior programs, just not to mention, I mean, I can't imagine, how many exercise programs do you have there?
Oh, my goodness gracious. I have two full sheets of
I can't imagine.
Every single day where there's 10 to 12 different fitness class opportunities, and they are for every age, every fitness ability. You can jump into them. We recently just launched, really exciting is our new cycling program, indoor cycling program called Ignite. So, and I have not taken that yet, but I have seen the fully exercised people that have come out of the room, but they take a journey. So it's not just you're on a bike now, but you're on a bike, you're being led by an instructor, but you also have a huge screen in front of you where you're taking a journey on this bike ride.
Really?
So
you feel like you're outdoors even though you're indoors.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. So you're not just staring at CNN, or you're not just, you know, the wall or what have you.
And you're in the pack, just like in a
bicycle. Do you get to turn and be a little virtual? And
well, I don't know about the turning so much. Usually it's pretty. It's the up and down of the tension of the bike itself, but I've never seen anybody go side to side. I'm a little afraid about what would happen if they did that. So. But it is it's a fantastic experience, and everyone's come out of that, and they are pumped and jazzed from it and excited to come back for the next. So it's been an exciting launch of the new Ignite cycling program.
That is amazing. I mean, I talked about learning how to swim at the, I mean, it must be a historic YMCA by now, and the memories of going into that pool. As I said, I remember the tiling, I remember the how the air smelled and felt, and the chlorine, and I mean, I could just put myself back there. You guys are so state of the art, even from the swimming to the cycling, you know, to go on a journey when you're cycling instead of having this, you know,
humdrum.
Yeah, really. I mean, everything there. And it is bright and airy when you walk in it. It really is inviting, absolutely, for sure.
I have to say, our Round Valley branch has the most spectacular view. If you're on the treadmill or a bike at that branch in Annandale on Route 22, you overlook the most scenic sites, the rolling hills of Hunterdon County, and it, you know, it's eastward facing, so the sun, when it hits it right in the fall, it's some of the most scenic place. It's just a magnificent view, and it really, it makes it a very rewarding experience to get on a treadmill there, especially in the fall. That happens to be my favorite time of the year, but, you know, winter, spring, summer, it's still a beautiful place, so it's a great site as well.
So how many facilities do you have all together?
We have the two main facilities. We have the Deer Path branch that's in Flemington, located off of Route 31 on Woods Church Road. And then we have the Round Valley branch, which is located in Annandale, right off of Route 22 on the westbound side. And they're both full facilities. The Deer Path facility has a pool and a gymnasium with it. The Round Valley property has two multi-purpose spaces and a full fitness center as
wow.
well. And it actually has I don't want to say private's not the right word, but a specific cycling room that is built just for that Ignite cycling program. So it's an exciting room when everyone's in there taking their journey on the bike.
That is absolutely great. And we see the YMCA talking about giving back, which I mentioned before, and being a hand across Hunterdon. You slip out that rock wall and climbing wall, and you are at the events and go to the community days and so forth. So you're always there, again, touching every aspect of Hunterdon County. You're also part of a collaboration called Give Hunterdon, which Hunterdon Helpline's a part of. And that is an organization that brought together about 14 nonprofits in the area to pool resources to learn how to market a nonprofit, because we run on not just funding but volunteers. Mm-hmm. And so I'd be remiss if I didn't say, Kristen, how do we support the YMCA?
Well, that's really great that you're asking. And as we had talked about the financial assistance, and that it is our purpose to never turn anybody away for financial restraints, and that the doors are open to our community and to every individual. And that happens through generous contributions from our community, from individuals. We as a staff give back financially to our organization to support people that we know need help. And I've been blessed to know some of those people as well firsthand, and have firsthand experiences how the dollars that people have given have really impacted them. And I can share a story about one person that has always struck me before camp. Hopefully I have the time to do this. I'll be brief. It was a woman that came to me. She had just recently been given her grandchildren, because both her son and her daughter-in-law were deployed very quickly to Iraq.
Wow.
And she had been handed these children. They obviously could not support them at the moment because their children themselves had been deployed. And she came to the Y. It was right before summer, and she said, "We need help. I need to get them into camp. We can't afford it as seniors on a fixed income. Can you help us?" And the Y rallied because of the fantastic contributions that the community was able to provide. And aside from the financial challenges that they were faced with, those two young boys were faced with the fact that their parents were deployed.
Gosh, yes.
And the camp program, the staff rallied behind them and gave them a fantastic experience. So
that is amazing, and we're going to give a shout out to the staff at the YMCA, a shout out to Kristen, because they make the difference. But we're also going to give a shout out to all of you to support the YMCA and really enable them to have more and more of these incredible success stories. 908-483-4932, or go to www.hcymca.org. You can donate right there, or call to find out how else you can be part of this amazing organization. Kristen, it's always good to have you.
Susan, anytime. Thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
I'm just absolutely thrilled and always glad to talk about an amazing organization like the YMCA.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. And all of you listening, come back next week at 10 o'clock on Friday and learn some more about Hands Across Hunterdon doing great work.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.